With oil prices down, Louisiana has lost about 12,000 jobs in oil and gas since last year. Some of those oil and gas workers are finding new jobs in coastal restoration. That includes helping rebuild a chain of barrier islands to protect the coast. WWNO's Tegan Wendland went to visit one state-funded project in Plaquemines Parish.
Way down south of New Orleans, along the Mississippi River near the town of Empire, Alicia Knaus unloads a shipping container.
Right here is a very large battery charger. You just saw paper towels. Like, it can be anything and everything.
These are all supplies for offshore workers. They're not drilling for oil, though many of them have done that kind of work. They're rebuilding a barrier island called Shell Island. Knaus has toilet paper and kitchen supplies, paper towels and Keurig coffee pods, and something to help the workers with a problem.
They got a big old rat.
Wow, and they need out to get there rid of it. In the water.
Absolutely. Don't know how it got there, and yeah. But the chief is freaking out, so.
So you got like 5 giant rat traps here.
Extremely large.
Rat traps and kitchen supplies alike will be loaded onto a boat and taken out to workers who are living on platforms out in the marsh in open water. It's Knaus's job to make sure they have what they need. She's down here from New York because her company, Great Lakes Dredge and Dock, has the contract to rebuild Shell Island. Workers pump sandy silt from the bottom of the Mississippi about 19 miles through the marshes and over the levees way out into the bay. It takes about half an hour to get to the island. Willie Strong is driving today. He used to work on deep water rigs, but was laid off a few years ago.
Well, I've ran big crew boats, and you're basically married to the job, and you never get off the boat for a month at a time. Where here, I'm able to live on land and work a 12-hour shift, and I can work as long as I want, and take off when I need to.
Now he's able to return home to Mississippi on the weekend and visit his daughter. Engineer Jimmy Hill is from Rhode Island. On the job, he's usually in a wetsuit, checking the depth of the sand and muck as it spews out of the pipe and builds the island. Not everyone's idea of fun, but for him...
I mean, it's a huge project. The work we're doing is good. The equipment we're using is pretty neat.
It's a $100 million, 600-acre project, funded largely by money from the BP oil spill. Hill works 2 weeks on the island, 1 week off. And the island is beautiful. Waves lap against the sand beach, and dolphins swim just offshore. Grasses and mangrove have already started to grow in some areas.
Don't get any better than that.
I guess, but it's not like you're in a bikini.
Well, you wouldn't want to see me in a bikini anyway.
All of this work is in hopes of protecting Louisiana's shoreline from storm surge. Barrier islands used to provide natural protection from hurricanes, but many have washed away. Companies like Illinois-based Great Lakes are landing huge government contracts to rebuild them. Back on land, Courtney Morris sits at a desk in a tiny little trailer. She oversees dredging projects up and down the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Trucks and boats come and go all day as Morris fields calls from contractors and employees.
I love my job. I love the fact that I'm local, that I can, you know, see that we're doing something productive.
Morris is one of about 100 people who are working on the Shell Island project. She's from Plaquemines Parish and spent every summer there as a kid. She's seen the marshes slowly disappear and the bays become wide open water. She says these islands protect the community and add to it in other ways. One of them is called Schofield.
That's a beach that we go to every 4th of July. So it was cool to be a part of something that we actually built a beach that I spend 4th of July out on. We took the whole family. There was probably about maybe 30 of us that go out and camp all night and then wake up on 4th of July and ride the boats and all that around.
On this day, Morris is the only local on the job. According to a report by GNO Inc., contractors like Great Lakes often have to look out of state to find the skilled workers they need. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.